You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 877, hour 2, and we just heard from Marie Kimura. That was a piece I'd slated for hour number 1 of this program, but I ran out of time, so we heard it to start off the second hour. That's from Marie Kimura's wonderful new CD, Voyage Apollonian, and what we heard was a piece called Broyeur Vivant. That was written and recorded at the Marcel Breuer House, and inspired by the house that the architect and designer Marcel Breuer built, which is now at the Rockefeller Brothers Fund at Pocantico Center, where Marie Kimura stayed to and wrote that piece in 2015. Breuer Vivant from Marie Kimura's Voyage Apollonian. Music in that case for a violin and a harmonizer and real-time processing, all performed by Marie Kimura. Complete playlists and where to hear Martian Gardens are available at martiangardens.blog. It's a WordPress site that I started around Christmas, and it takes over from where my old site, my old blog, martiangardens.blogspot.com, left off. For complete playlists and where to hear Martian Gardens and when, of course, Martian Gardens is downloadable for all 3 hours at Martian Gardens, excuse me, at radioforall.net. We'll hear next music for recorders and electronic. We'll start with Monty Atkins and Terry Hron, and music from a CD called Lepidoptera. All music, a suite of music for recorders and fixed media based on a species of butterflies. And what we'll hear is called Anisoptera. And this was written and realized at the University of Huddersfield, completed in 2015 and 2016, almost a year ago, or a little more than a year ago, February 23rd, 2016, premiered in Bradford, the UK. And we'll hear just this 10-minute section called Anisoptera. Monty Atkins and Terry Heron performing the flute portions. More music for flute by Roderick DeMann. After that, we'll hear Entanglements for Recorders and Tape from Electroshock Records, Roderick DeMann's CD Electrified Music.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Dutch composer Roderick de Man. That was from his CD Electrified Music, Entanglements, Four Recorders and Tape. That was a 1988 composition, revised in 92, included on Electrified Music on Electroshock Records, released in 2004. And before Roderick de Man, more music for electronics and computers, electronics and recorders. We heard Monty Atkins and Terry Hron and their CD Lapidator, Lapiditaire, referring to butterflies, and that's what the entire suite is based upon, different kinds of butterflies. And we heard part four, it's Anisoptera, a kind of butterfly. That was music realized at the University of Huddersfield in the UK, where Monty Atkins is employed, and realized and premiered in Bradford in on February 23rd, 2016. That's one of the new Empreintes Digitales releases. Monty Atkins and Terry Hron, the recorder player, Lapiditaire. And we will continue with music we've been, CD we've been showcasing over the past couple of weeks. Michael Byron, The Celebration, Settings to Poems by Anne Tardosh, music for a baritone, string quartet and piano, featuring Thomas Buchner on a baritone with the Flux Quartet and Joseph Kubera on piano. This is a section running about 12 minutes called Beginningless, music of Michael Byron and poetry of Anne Tardosh. After this piece, we will hear from Blue Jean Tierney and his from his 2000 CD Go Blue, music with what we'll hear is the duet number two, featuring Blue Jean Tierney on piano and his collaborator Stephen Rush from the University of Michigan on synthesizer. That's an OO Discs release from 2000. First, Michael Byron on New World Records, The Celebration. This is called Beginningless, music featuring the poetry of Anne Tardosh.
Life is a raw event. I give you thank you. empty of itself. It is not reality either. We discuss the limits of thought, the paradox of expressibility. The familiar, the habitual, we appropriate our mental attitudes, then crystallize into instincts, detached observation of brilliant force fields, luminous displacements, the ride of lifetime. The buzz of electricity, the comfort of oblivion. Staring at the ocean, inhaling heady sea vapors, increasing sense of urgency, inexplicable in light of a conscious attempt at slowing down, as if deceleration itself suggested friction. Particulars of experience continually given. gave us new material to digest, assimilate, reject, or rearrange in different degrees. Like seaweed, we undulate. We discuss zero, a finite moment fixed within our infinity. We say our infinity, as we would say our solar system or our galaxy. We sense that each instant covers the entire world. We know that life doesn't happen to us.
Of inspirations. and illuminations, points of clarity and rays of grace. I don't know of any better point to start from.
Thank you.